Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Pei Ches, which is a continuation from the Gemara before Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. In the Mishnah we learned the following halacha: Hashoyach has benoyi etzel chemveni, umodad loy be'isr shemen, v'nos noy es iser, shiber es hatzuches v'ibed es iser, chen veni chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Peiter, shamanas kin sholchei, ומידם חכמים רבי יהודה בזמן שהצוחס בילתינה כמודד חמבני וסליחה שהחמבני פוצר. The Gemara goes on to explain. בשומע בעשר ושמן בהפליגי, רבנן סבי לידוי שדרי, רבי יהודה סבר ושטורי לשדרי, אל שיבר צוחס עבי דמידעסי. The Gemara answers by saying, אמר רב הישה הוכה בבעבי סמיכר צוחי הססקינן, וכגן שנות וחמבני המנס ובקרה. וכדש מול דמר שמול הנטל כלי מן האומן המנס הווקרי ונענס ביודי חייב. The Gemara goes on to say, למה דשמול תנוי היא? אל רבא ורב יסף דמי תרווי הוכה בכם וני מייחר צוחי הססקינון, ואז דר ביהודו לתיימי ורבנו לתיימיו. On this, our Gemara asks, יחכי אמא סייף המיידם חמר ביהודו בזמן שהצוחס פרטינה כמודד חמני וסייך שחמני פוטר, ואמרת לידו אישאג'י. אל אביי בר אובן ובחינה בר אובן דאמרי תווי הוכה מהעסקינן כנשנתו לומד בו וכדירבא דאמרבא הקישן אסחייב בו. And for that reason, even though we are referring to a tzuches of the av and such a tzuches we consider aveda midas, but still, since he is not so lomad bo, for that reason he is chayev hashavasa. On this, our Gemara asks, Eimer damerabba bali chayem dan kontinu nigra biyasa. Ki hai gavna mi omer. El amerava ni varish bechabura. Targum Nuha, Umanu Rebzera Acha, my skin and conchinato, Lomibala Herem, Uber Shelo Shomidas, Kamifogi, Marisaver Shelo Have, Umarisaver Gazon Have. Now, before we explain Pshat and Gemara, I would like to mark them with the following Machlekes Harishainim. What is the status of an Aveda Midas? In the Rambam and Ochis Gzeo Perakid Alf, Lachid Alf, we find that the Rambam says, Ama Abed, Mamayne Ladas, Ainis Kalkinlai. Ketzad hishlech kisei b'rishos harabim. Av al pisha also eroya likhe la'atzmai. Mikom mokim pater l'hachzir shnemar shetoyvat prat ma'avid l'daitai. In other words, the Rambam understands that the status of an aveda midas, if someone was ma'avid ma'mayne l'das, is this that the person who finds that aveda midas is not mechuyev to return the aveda midas to the bailim. But the Aveda Midas still belongs to the Bailim, and the person who found the Aveda Midas is not allowed to take the Aveda Midas for himself. And this, that if someone finds out Aveda Midas, he is potter from returning the Aveda Midas, is based on the drasha of Asher Toivat Pratu Ma'abed L'daitai. On the other hand, in the Torah in Chesh and Mishpat and Simon Eish Samachalof, we find that the Torah argues on the Rambam. And the Torah says, Hazerik Kisei Woshasarabim Havei Aveda Midas Shehavei Hefker. In other words, the Torah understands that Aveda Midas is considered Hefker. And since Aveda Midas is considered Hefker, for that reason we say Kol HaKoidim Zacha. Now to explain Pshat in this Machlekes, we find the Naftali of Mitzia and Simon Kofnan Beis explains that the Machlekes is dependent upon a fundamental Shaila as far as how to understand this, that there is a Chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. Do we understand that even if not for the parasha of Hashavas Aveda, the Aveda would still belong to the Bailam HaRishayinim? Jisotei was mechadish, that there is a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and whoever finds the Aveda is a mitzvah to return the Aveda to its owner. Or do we understand that if not for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, once someone loses a chefetz, that Aveda no longer belongs to the Bailam? In the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda was mechadish, that there is a Chiyav Hashava, and based on this, that there is a Chiyav Hashava, for that reason we still consider him as the Baal HaMamon. But this, he is considered a Baal HaMamon on the Avedas only as long as there is a Chiyav Hashava. If not for the Chiyav Hashava, then he would not be considered the Baal HaMamon on an object that he lost. And for that reason we will say that any time that there is no Chiyav of Hashavas Aveda, then the Aveda is no longer considered that it belongs to the Baal HaRishayinim, but rather the Aveda is considered Hefker. This Shaila, as far as how to understand every Aveda, is a Chayyam Machlekes HaAchrinim that we find in the Bi'alacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav, Kof, Pei, Vav, Sif, Gimel, what is the halacha as far as Aveda Sakim is concerned, as far as the Aveda Vagoi, that by the Aveda Vagoi there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Do we say that since by an Aveda Vagoi there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda for the reason Aveda Vagoi is considered Hefker? Or do we say that even though there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but still the Aveda Vagoi is not considered Hefker? If we are to understand that every Aveda still belongs to the Baal Marishanim, even if not for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda was just mechadish, that there is a mitzvah to return the Aveda to the Baalim. Then by an Aveda Sakam, even though there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but still the Aveda belongs to the Goy. On the other hand, if we are to understand that by every Aveda, if not for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Aveda will become Hefker, and the Aveda will no longer belong to the Baal Marishanim, then by an Aveda Sakam, since by an Aveda Sakam there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, for that reason an Aveda Sakam will be considered Hefker, and we will say Kol HaKedem Zalcha. Rav Naftali explains this is the basis of the previous Machoikas between the Rambam and the Torah. This that the Torah understands, the Aveda Midas is considered Hefker, is because the Torah understands that by every Aveda, if not for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, every Aveda would be Hefker. And therefore by an Aveda Midas, that there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda based on the drash of Asher Toivad, Prat Ma'abed Ledaita, for that reason an Aveda Midas is considered Hefker. This that the Rambam argues is because the Rambam understands that one does not need the parasha of Hashavas Aveda in order for us to say that the Aveda still belongs to the Baal Marishanim, and for that reason, even though by an Aveda Midas there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but still, even though there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but still, the Aveda still belongs to the Baal Marishanim. And for that reason, by an Aveda Midas, even though the person that finds Aveda Midas is not mechuyev to return the Aveda Midas to the Baalim who are ma'abed v'daitei, but still, he is not allowed to take the Aveda Midas for himself. That is how Rav Naftali explains Pshat in this machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. In the case of Mishnah and the Goyin and Chayshim Mishpats from Reish Samech Aleph Seftal, we find another mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat and machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. The case of Mishnah explains Pshat in this, that the Torah understands that every Aveda Midas is Hefker, is because we say that by every Aveda Midas, from this that he was Ma'abed, the Chayfetz Midas, from there one sees that his kavona is lafkirim. Not caring about one's chifetz is as if one is saying that his chifetz should be hefker. This, that the Rambam argues, is as we find in the case of Mishnah, that the case of Mishnah explains, shebishvil shezei nechosh shavakech hanachasav oinemar shehefkirim. And therefore, according to the case of Mishnah, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah is a machlokes if we say that in every aveda midas one has das lafkirim or not. The Torah understands that by every Aveda Midas, one has Das Afkirim, and it is considered as if he had Das to Mafkir whatever he was Ma'aben Midaitai. On the other hand, the Rambam argues and the Rambam understands that by every Aveda Midas, we do not see as if he had Das Afkirim. That is how the Kesem Mishnah explains Pshat and Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. In the Goyin, we find that the Goyin explains that the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah is because the Rambam and Torah go Nushita Sayu as far as Hefker. In other words, everyone agrees that by Aveda Midas, one has Das Vafkirim. The Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah is because the Rambam understands that by Hefker, in order to be considered Hefker, one needs to be Mafker Bifnei Echad, as we find in the Rambam in Perek Beis, Me'ochas Nedar Malachat HaZayin. And since Matir, in order to be considered Hefker, one has to be Mafker Bifnei Echad, for that reason, by Aveda Midas, it is not considered Hefker since he was not Mafker Bifnei Echad. This that the Torah argues is because the Torah is going with Shitosayu and Simon Reisha and Gimel, that by Hefker one does not have to be Mafker Bifnei Echad in order to be considered Hefker. And for that reason, the Torah understands Aveda Midas is considered Hefker. In other words, the Goyin understands that with Kuyama by every Aveda Midas one has Kavanas Hefker. Just according to the Rambam, Kavonas Hefker is not enough to be considered a Hefker, but rather in order to be considered a Hefker, one has to be Mafker Bifnei Echad. And the fact that he had Kavona LaHefker is not enough for us to consider the Chifetz that he was Mafker B'Kavonosei as Hefker. This, that the Torah argues, is because the Torah understands that Kavonas Hefker is enough to be considered a Hefker as long as there is no Chisarno Dvarim Shebelev, and therefore by Veda Midas, that one is Dvorim Shabalibalibalib Kodam, for that reason the Torah understands that Aveda Midas is considered Hefker, even though he was not Mafker b'fnei Echad, and all we have is Kavanas Hefker. That is how the Goyin explains Pshat, the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. So again, according to these last two Mahalchim, the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah is not as Rav Naftali explains Pshat, the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. That this that the Torah understands, that Aveda Midas is considered Hefker, is because wherever there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, automatically the Chefetz is considered Hefker. But rather this that the Torah understands that the Chefetz is considered Hefker is because we have Das Hefker. If someone is Ma'abed, his Chefetz Midas, we consider as if he is saying that his Chefetz should be Hefker. Not caring about one's Chefetz is Kavonas Hefker. In our sugi, as we will see, Be'ezos Hashem Mochira, there are a number of Rayas like this Mahalach Beshita Sator, and not like the Mahalach of Rabbi Naftali. Now getting back to our Gemara, again our Gemara asks, why is a Chemini Chayiv for being Meshaber Satzluches Ulcher the Tzluches is an Aveda Midas? Our Gemara answers by saying that either we are referring to a case that the Chemini was not Lamudba, and therefore based on the Halacha of Rabbah, the Kishon is Chayiba. For that reason, the Chemini was in Schayiba Shavasa with this that he was not Lamudba, or our Gemara explains this that the Chemini is Chayiv is based on this. That Chachamim understand that Shil Shaloi Midas is a Gazlan, and we are referring to a case he is not Lo Lamud Ba La'achayim. And since Shil Shemidas is a Gazlan, for that reason he is Chayiv for breaking the Tzluchis, even though the Tzluchis is considered an Aveda Midas. In the Trumas Sakri and Simin Reish Samach Aleph of Katan Dawud, in the Kser Sacheshen and Esivis and Simin Reish Samach Aleph of Katan Aleph, we find that the Trumas Sakri, the Kser Sacheshen and Esivis all prove Mar Gemara that the Aveda Midas of our Gemara is not considered Hefker. Had we considered the Aveda Midas of our Gemara Hefker, one cannot possibly have had the Halacha Vekishon is Chayiba, and so too, one cannot possibly be considered a Gazlan Midin Shelo Shvoi Midas Gazlan. The Tzluchis is considered Hefker. And therefore it is Pashat that there is no Chiyav of Hashavas Aveda, and so too he cannot be considered a Shelo Shvoi Midas and a Tzluchis which is Hefker. So again, from our sugya, the Achrinim prove from this that the Tzluchis is not considered Hefker, that the Aveda Midas of our sugya is not an Aveda Midas which is considered Hefker. In the Achrinim, we find another raya to prove from our sugya that the Aveda Midas of our sugya is not an Aveda Midas which is considered Hefker. In the Goyin, in Siman Reish Samach Aleph of Katan Tes, in the Taz, and Machan Ephraim, in Zechiah Mei Hefker Siman Vav, we find another ayah to prove that the Aveda Midas of our sugya is not considered Hefker. In the Rashbam and Tesis, we find that the Rashbam and Tesis ask the following kashan our Gemara. The Rashbam and Tesis ask, why did our Gemara only ask that the Tzluchis is Aveda Midas? Here our Gemara should have asked on the Pundian as well, that the Pundian is an Aveda Midas, and for that reason he should not be Chayev for the Pundian. Tesis answers the kasha by saying, that Afal gav the Pundian nami Aveda Midasi, in other words, since the Pundian is Be'at Chemini, for that reason, the Chemini is Mukhuyev to either give back the Pundian or to give the Shavius of the Pundian. And for that reason, the Chemini is Chayiv. Now, if we are to understand that Aveda Midas for Sugya is considered Hefker, then the Pundian is Hefker. And if the Pundian is Hefker, then the Chemini has no Chiyah for the Pundian whatsoever. And therefore, how can Tesis say that since the Pundian was Nishar Biyad Chemini, for that reason the Chemini is Chayiv, V'chayra, he has a Pundian which is Hefker, which he has a right to be Zeicha in. So from these two Rayas, the Achrinim prove that the Aveda Midas for Sugya is not considered Hefker. The Ksais goes on to say that even though, as you mentioned before, the Torah understands that Aveda Midas is considered Hefker, but there are two different types of Aveda Midas. The Torah is only referring to an Aveda Midas if someone put his Chefetz into a place which is not Mishtamer Klal. Only if someone put his Chefetz into a place which is not Mishtamer Klal do we say that such an Aveda Midas is considered Hefker. But in the case of our Mishnah, that he gave his son a Tzluchis and a Pundian, that even Be'at Katan, it is Mishtamer Ktsas. Since it is Mishtamer Ktsas, for that reason, such an Aveda Midas is not considered Hefker. And even though it will be considered an Aveda Midas as far as this, that there is no Chiyav Hashava, And for that reason, our Gemara asks, El Shibir Tzuchas Aveda Midasi. But still, even though it is considered Aveda Midas, as far as this, so there is no Chiv Hashava, but still, as long as it is Mishtamer Ktsas, it is not considered Aveda Midas, as far as this, that it should be considered Hefker. That is how the Ksais explains Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Torah. In the Cheshek Shoimo, we find another Mahalch as far as how to explain this, that Aveda Midas, as far as Sogi, is not considered Hefker according to the Shita of the Torah. The Cheshek Shoimo explains B'Shem HaRav Rabbi Yosef, that since he was Shalach HaKatan Liknei Shemen, from there it is Muchach Shabbatuach Shoyafsid, and therefore from there one sees that he was not Mechaven LaHafker. And for that reason, Aveda Midas for Sugya, even according to the Shita of the Torah, is not considered a Hefker. From this, that Aveda Midas for Sugya is not considered a Hefker, as Achrenim prove. And even according to the Torah, Aveda Midas for Sugya is not considered a Hefker, L'Chayah one sees that even though by the Aveda Midas for Sugya there is no Chiyav Hashava, but still the fact that there is no Chiyav Hashava is not a reason that the Chayfetz should be considered a Hefker. This, that the Torah understands that every Aveda Midas is considered Hefker, is L'Chayah only, as we mentioned before in the last two Mahalchim, that the Torah understands that by every Aveda Midas one has Kavanas Hefker, and for that reason one can say that by the Aveda Midas of our Sugya, one does not have Kavanas Hefker, either as Ksais explains, since it is Mishtamer Ktsas, or as the Cheshek Shoyme explains, since it is Muchach Shabbatuach Shoyafsid, for that reason one sees that he was not Mechaven LaHafker, and one needs Kavanas Hefker in order to be considered Hefker according to the Sheet of the Torah. In the Shach and Simon Reish Samachalos of Katlan Gimel, it is Mashma that the Shach understands that according to the Torah, wherever it is mentioned Aveda Midas and Shas, every Aveda Midas, according to the Shita of the Torah, is considered Hefker. And therefore one has to understand, as the Ksais asks on the Shach, how are we to understand Pshat in our Gemara? If the Aveda Midas of our Gemara is an Aveda Midas, which is considered Hefker according to the Shita of the Torah, if so, how can the Chemni possibly be Chayav for the Tzluchis, and how can the Chemni be Chayav for the Pundian? And so to L'Chayah one can ask on the Rashbam as well. The Rashbam explains this, our Gemara says, that the Tzluchis is Aveda Midas. The Rashbam explains the Chimasa Latinek Shenidei L'Shamra Hefker Huzeh. From the Rashbam, L'Chayah one clearly sees that an Aveda Midas is considered Hefker. So according to the Rashbam, again, one has to understand, how can the Chemini possibly be Chayav for the Tzluchis and for the Pundian? So L'Chayah to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the understanding of the Shach, and to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Mashmos of the Rashbam, L'Chayah one has to say the following Chiddush. This, that we find that Aveda Midas is considered Hefker, does not mean, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Kesef Mishnah and the Goyin, that we consider as if one had actual Kavanas Hefker, but rather this, that Aveda Midas is considered Hefker. And for that reason we will say, Kol HaKedem Zacha, is because as long as a Chayvetz is Avod and there is no Chiyav of Hashavas Aveda, for that reason we will say that the Chayvetz is considered like Hefker, and we will say, Kol HaKedem Zacha, as we mentioned before, B'Shem Rav Naftali. But even as long as a Chayvetz is an Aveda Midas, and we will say Kol HaKedem Zacha, but we will not say that the Chayvetz is considered Hefker Gomer, but rather we will say that the Chayvetz is considered like Hefker Derbi Yisi, as we find in the Gemara Nedarim. And just like by Hefker Derbi Yisi, the Halacha of Hefker Derbi Yisi is that it's Oynafik Mirshos HaMafker Da'asi or Shosoicha, and as long as no one else was Zeicha, we still see that it belongs to the Mafker. And even though every single person has a right to be Zeicha, but still till the point of time that someone is Zeicha, it is still considered that it belongs to the Mafker. So too by Aveda Midas, even though it is considered Hefker as far as this, so that everyone has a right to be Zeicha, and his Bailos is not Ma'akev anyone from being Zeicha in the Chayfetz, but still till the point of time that someone is Zeicha in the Chayfetz, it still belongs to the Bailom HaRishayinim. The fact that the Chayfetz is Avod just accomplishes this, that his Bailos cannot be Ma'akev someone else from being Zeicha in his Chayfetz. Based on this, one can go a step further and say this, that by Aveda Midas we say that the Bailos of the person who is Ma'abed his Chayfetz Vodas is not Ma'akev someone else from being Zeicha in the Aveda Midas is only as long as the status of the Chayfetz is in Aveda Midas. But once the Chayfetz is no longer in the status of an Aveda Midas, and the Chayfetz is Shomer, then the Chayfetz reverts back to the bailus of the Baalim HaRishonim completely. And now the bailus of the Baalim HaRishonim is ma'akev someone else and being zeicha in the chayfetz. Only as long as it has a Shem Aveda do we say that his bailus is not ma'akev someone else and being zeicha in the chayfetz. But once the chayfetz is no longer an Aveda, then automatically his bailus will be ma'akev someone else and being zeicha in the chayfetz. And for that reason one can say that even though the Aveda Midas of our sugi is hefker, but still the Chamni will be chayef for Shiver Satzuchis, and still the Chamni will be chayef for the Pundian. Once the Tzuchis or the Pundian were Igil Yadei, and they are no longer an Aveda, for that reason at this point of time, both the Pundian and the Tzuchis are considered completely Shel HaBailam HaRishenim. And since at this point of time, they are considered completely Shel HaBailam HaRishenim, for that reason, the Chamni will be chayef for the Tzuchis and the Pundian. And for that reason, our Gemara says that by Natla Lomodba, based on Ikisha, he is Nischayeba. And so to Midin Sheo Shomidas Gazon, he is Nischayeba for the Tzuchis. And so to Tesu says by Pundian, cause man that the Pundian is Biyodei, he is Mechuyev to either give back the Pundian or to pay the Shavius of the Pundian. And even though there is no Chiev of Ashavas Aveda, even after that the Tzuchis was Higil Yodei, if not for the fact that one can have the Chiev of Ikisha, that is only because the Chiyav of Ashavas Aveda is dependent upon the time that it was Higia Liyadei. That is the Chayra, how one can explain Pshat and Ragmar according to the Shita of the Shach, the Mashmos, Rashbam, and according to the Shita, so one understands that an Aveda is only considered belonging to the Baal HaAveda, only as long as there is a Chiyav of Ashavas Aveda. In our Gemara, as we mentioned before, our Gemara answers the Kasha for this, that the Chamni is chayev for Shiver Satzuchas by saying that he is not lo lamud ba, and his chiyev is based on this. The Rabbah says he kishan is chayev ba. Our Gemara says Emor dam Rabbah v'alichayim dan kintinu nigra biyasa ki aygav nami omer. In Rashi of Mitzian daf Lamed on the base we find the Rashi explains this. The Rabbah says he kishan is chayev ba. Is since he started Hashavas Aveda, for that reason he is mechuyev to finish Hashavas Aveda. From Rashi, the Rishonim are medayik, the Rashi understands that the halacha of Rabbah applies to any time one started doing Hashavas Aveda, he's mechuyev to finish the Hashavas Aveda that he started. And we do not say that the halacha of Rabbah only applies to Baalei Chayim. Based on this, the Baalei Chayim are in continuum nigra biyasa. Since we are to understand that the halacha of Rabbah only applies to Baalei Chayim than continuum nigra biyasa, then the halacha of Rabbah has nothing to do with this, that he was maschal b'ashavas aveda, and so to his mashmos of the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeilah v'aveda perkidav halachi yedalid, that the Rambam says hikish behima chayev lahashiv kivan shehischo b'mitzvah. From the Rambam in his mashma that the Yisrael of Rabbah is dependent upon this, that he was maschal b'mitzvah. Maschal b'mitzvah b'chayra applies across the board, not only to Baalei Chayim, and also as he mentioned before, if we are to say that the halacha of Rabbah is only by Baalei Chayim, since on Ketun Nigru B'yasa, then the halacha of Rabbah Vekishin is Chayba has nothing to do with this, that he was Hischo B'mitzvah. So again, from Rashi and the Rambam and his Mashma, the Rashi and the Rambam understand that the halacha of Rabbah Vekishin is Chayba is dependent upon this, that he was Hischo B'mitzvah. In the Rishonim, for example, in Teserosh, Tvaran, and Muki Yosef, Mav Metzia, we find that the Rishonim ask the following to me on Rashi and the Rambam. Lachayr from our Gemara, one clearly sees that the halacha of Rabbah only applies to Baalei Chayim since on Kintinu Nigra B'yasa. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, we find that the Beis Yosef and Siman Reish Samach Gimel and so to the Truma Sakri explain that Rashi and the Rambam understand this. Our Gemara says Emor Dam Rabbah V'Baalei Chayim Dan Kintinu Nigra B'yasa is only a Dichoy Ba'oma. But really, the halacha of Rabbah has nothing to do with Baalei Chayim, but rather the halacha of Rabbah is the halacha in this, that he was Hischo B'mitzvah. And because of this, that he was Hischo B'mitzvah, for that reason, he is mechuyev to be gomer the mitzvah that he started. And for that reason, the halacha of Rabbah applies across the board, even to objects which are not Baalei Chayim, do not have this far van kintinu nigra b'yasa. Now, one has to understand, both according to Rashi and the Rambam, even umaskana of our Gemara, or according to the other Rishonim, at least according to the Havin of our Gemara, what is pshat in the halacha of Rabbah that we say hikishan is chayeba? So as far as this, the Rabbah says hikishan is chayeba. In the Gemara Bava Metzia, we find the Rabbah said his halacha on zakin ve'enei ufi chvedei, that a zakin ve'enei ufi chvedei is potter from Hashavas Aveda. But this, that a zaken ve'ino v'fi chayde is potter from Ashavas Aveda is only up to the point that he was a kisha. If it was a kisha, then even a zaken ve'ino v'fi chayde is chaye b'Ashavas Aveda. Now, as far as this, that a zaken ve'ino v'fi chayde is chaye b'Ashavas Aveda by a kisha, we find a number of mahalchim in the achrenim. The Trumas HaKriyans from Reish Samachimu explains this by a kisha, we say, that even a zaken ve'ino v'fi chayde is chaye b'Ashavasa, is because we say that since he was hischo b'ashava, with this that he was hischo b'ashava, he was megale b'day teisha einay makbid al kvaydai. And since he is not makbid al kvaydai, for that reason now he is considered like a regular person who is chaya b'ashavas haveda. He no longer has a p'tor of zakim ve'einay ufi kvaydai. That is how the Truma Sakri explains pshat in the halacha of Rabbah. In the Aruch HaShulchan and some Reish Samach Gimosef base, we find the Aruch HaShulchan explains Pshat and Halach of Rabbah with a different Malach. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains this, the Rabbah understands by Kisha, even a Zalkin Ve'inu Fichveide is Chaya B'Ashavas Aveda, is because up to the point of Ikisha, he was not yet in his Chayiv in the Mitzvah Saseh of Hashavas Aveda. All he has is a Lav of Oysucha Le'Salim. The Ptur of Zalkin Ve'inu Fichveide is a Ptur in the Lav of Oysucha Le'Salim, and had a p'tur in the mitzvah saseya of Hashavas Aveda. And for that reason, by Akisha, that now he was in Chayiv in the mitzvah saseya of Hashavas Aveda, one no longer has a p'tur of Zakin ve'einay lefi chvaydai. And the mitzvah saseya of Hashavas Aveda is dependent upon this, that he picked up the Aveda manasa shiva. And for that reason, we say, Hikisha nischayiba. And for that reason, there is no p'tur of Zakin ve'einay lefi chvaydai. That's how the Aruch Shulchan explains Pshat in the Halacha of Rabbah. In her Baruch Berenberg HaShmuel Bav Metzia Simen Chafei Ice Base, and so too we find Rabbi Sazalman in Gzeilah V'Aveda Perakid Aleph Halach Yedaled. Her Baruch Berenberg Shem Abchayim and Rabbi Sazalman explain, this that by Akisha there is no Ptur of Zakin Ve'enu Fi Chvedai is because by Ashavas Aveda there are two dinim in Ashavas Aveda. One Halach of Ashavas Aveda is this, that there is a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, but besides for the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, there is a din mamon as well, that the person becomes a shemer aveda, and he is achroi for the aveda. And therefore, even if we are to say that as far as the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, one even has the mitzvah saseh of Hashavas Aveda before he picked up the aveda, like the sheet of the Rambam in Perakid Aleph Mehochas Gzeilah V'Aveda Aleph, and so too is the sheet of the Rambam of Metzia and Aflamin and Aleph. But as far as the din mamon, that the person is achroi for the Aveda, and the person becomes a Shema Aveda, that is dependent upon the time that he picked up the Aveda. And therefore, Baruch Baran and B'Shem Zalman go on to say that the Ptur of Zakim ve'enei ufi chvede is only as far as the mitzvah saseh of Hashavas Aveda is concerned, and not as far as a chiyuvei mamon that a Shema Aveda has on the Aveda. As far as the achrayis that a Shema Aveda has on the Aveda, and he has chiyuvei mamon to be Shema the Aveda, even a zaken ve'enei ufi chvedei has those chiyuvim. And for that reason we say, Hikisha nischayeba. That is a third mahalach as far as how to explain the halacha of Rabbah relative to zaken ve'enei ufi chvedei. But now one has to understand, as we find in our Gemara says that the halacha of Rabbah applies even to an aveda midas. And we will say, even by an aveda midas, that there is no chiyuv of Hashavas aveda, but still Hikisha nischayeba. Like all of the tzadim that we mentioned before, one has to understand, why should there be halacha of ikisha nischayeba as far as something which is an aveda midas? Well, the halacha of ikisha nischayeba should only apply to zaken ve'enu ufi chvedei. According to the Truma Sakri, only by zaken ve'enu ufi chvedei could we say the svara, that since he was ikisha, he was megala da'ite she'enei makbid al chvedei, which does not apply to aveda midas. According to Aruch HaShulchan, this that Aruch HaShulchan explains, that the Ptur of Zakim ve'inu ufi chvedei is only as far as the lav of Yisucha le'salim. V'chir is only halachim yuchedes as far as Zakim ve'inu ufi chvedei. Since we are now the Ptur of Zakim le'inu ufi chvedei from Yisucha le'salim, pa'amim sha'at le'salim, and even according to the pshat of a Baruch Ber and the Bris Zalman, v'chir aveda midash v'yiptur even as far as the Chiyum Mamon is concerned. So to explain pshat in this, Rav Gemara says that there is a halacha of ikish and is chayba even by aveda midas, v'chir one has to say the following mahalach. Based on this, we mentioned before b'shem the Aruch HaShulchan, that there is a difference between the lav and the asay, and the asay is dependent upon hikisha, and the asay is dependent upon this, it was a giyah liyadei amanasa shiva. One can say that there is a fundamental difference between the lav and the asay. The lav loisucha le'salim is a lav shebein adam l'chaveray, as we find in the Gemara in Brachas Navchav. On the other hand, the mitzvah asay of Hashavas Haveda is a mitzvah shebein adam l'makim. Based on this, one can say that for that reason we find that the p'tur of zakim ve'eino fi chvedai is only a p'tur up to the point of ikisha. Since up to that point, all one has is the lav, which is an aveira shmin adam machaveirai. As far as aveira shmin adam machaveirai, the Torah says that there is a p'tur of zakim ve'eino fi chvedai. As we find that the Gemara in Baruch says that the p'tur of zakim ve'eino fi chvedai is only as far as halacha shmin adam machaveirai. But once he was ikisha, then now he has a mitzvah saseh of Hashavas Haveda, which is not only a mitzvah shmin adam l'chaveiroi, but rather it is a mitzvah shmin adam l'makim as well. A zakin ve'inu afi chvoidai is not potter from mitzvah shmin adam l'makim. And for that reason we will say, hikisha nischayeba. And for that reason one can say that so too we find the Ragamara says that halacha v'kisha nischayeba will apply to Haveda midas as well. And even though by Haveda midas we find that there is a miyat of asher toivad prat ma'abed l'daitai, but that is only a miyot as far as bein adam l'chaveiroi. I am not mechuyav to take care of his money more than he takes care of his money himself. But as far as a mitzvah shmin adam l'makim, the fact that he is ma'abed mamayne l'adayte will not make any difference whatsoever. And the mitzvah shmin adam l'makim will still apply. As long as it is considered his money, there is a mitzvah hashava, which is a mitzvah shmin adam l'makim. And for that reason we will say, hikishan eschayeba. And even if we are to say, like the Shitas we mentioned before, who understand that Aveda Midas is Hefker, but still, as we explained, Aveda Midas is only considered like a Hefker Derbi Yisi, which means that anyone has a right to be Zeicha in the Aveda Midas. But as long as no one was Zeicha in the Aveda Midas still belongs to the Bailam HaRishayinim. And for that reason, even if as far as the mitzvah shmeldam l'chaveiroi, we will say that as long as one has the right to be zeicha in the Aveda, one cannot possibly have the mitzvah shmein adam l'chaveiroi. But as far as the mitzvah shmein adam l'makim, one can have the mitzvah shmein adam l'makim, as long as one was not zeicha in the Aveda. That is l'chira. How one can explain pshat in this, Rav Gemara says that halacha v'kishin es chayiba applies to Aveda midas as well. But this mahalach is a chayah only if we are to say that the mitzvah saseh of Hashavas Haveda is dependent upon this, that he picked up the Haveda Manasa Shiva. But if we are to say that the mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda is chal even before one picked up the Haveda, which as we mentioned before is a shita of the Rambam and the Ran, then again one has to understand what happened with this, that he was hikisha. So chayah to explain pshat in our Gemara according to the mahalach, one has to say as follows. This that we say, hikishan is chayiba, which as Rashi and the Rambam explain, hikishan is chayiba is because he was hischo b'mitzvah. The mechayiv of hikisha is because we say, ka mascho b'mitzvah, oimri moi gemar. Once someone started to a mitzvah, he is mechuyiv to be goyim with the mitzvah. And even if he was not mechuyiv to start the mitzvah, but once he started the mitzvah, he is mechuyiv to be goyim with the mitzvah. Based on this, one can say that both by zakim ve'eino fi chvedai, and according to our Gemara by Aveda Midat, even though there is no chiyav of Hashavas Haveda, but still there is a mitzvah kiyumis of Hashavas Haveda. And since there is a mitzvah kiyumis of Hashavas Haveda, for that reason, once he was ikisha, that he was mascho b'mitzvah, now he is mechuyav to be goymer the mitzvah. And for that reason, there is a halacha of ikisha and eschayeba, both by Zakim ve'eino fi chvedai and by Aveda Midas, according to at least the Havmina of our Gemara. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In the Gemara before Noah Beis, and so too in our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following halacha of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel Anaitel, Kelim Neumen Amanasa Vakre Venenas Viyadei Chayev. Now to explain this halacha, of Anaitel Kelim Neumen Amanasa Vakre Venenas Viyadei Chayev, we find a tremendous machlekes harishainim. In Rashi, above Matthias Tesis before brings down on Daf Pezayin Noah Beis. And so too is Maskana of our Tesis, the Rosh and one side of the Rashbam, that the Chiyav of Al-Keach Keili Amanasa Vakri is because he is considered Kolekeach. And based on this, he is Chashav Kolekeach, for that reason he is Chayav Ba'insin. In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam brings down another Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that Al-Keach Keili Amanasa Vakri is Chayav Ba'insin, and so too is the Shita of the Rosh and the Ran in the Dharma that from an Aleph and an Aleph, that the Chiyav of Al-Keach Keili Amanasa Vakri is because he is considered a Shoyo. In the Rishayim we find a number of nafkaminas. If Al-Keach Keli Amanasa Vakrei is considered a Lekeach, Or is Avakeachir considered a Shoyal? And so too there is Nafkamina as far as the Chivainzin of Avakeach and the Chivainzin of a Shoyal. In Tesis we find that Tesis explains that there is Nafkamina between if Avakeachir Amnasavakri is considered Avakeach, or if Avakeachir Amnasavakri is considered a Shoyal, as far as if the Meicher has the ability to Maktish a Chayfetz that someone was Avakeach Amnasavakri, if he's only considered a Shoyal. Then the Meicher has the ability to Maktish. On the other end, if he is considered Kvekeach, then the Meicher does not have the ability to Maktish. It is not his to Maktish. And for that reason, Tesis proves from this Rav Gemara says, Hahu Gavra the Icy Karu from Nara also Koyama Shako Kara Kara. Omer Wuhu Are Mukdashim Shamayim also Kamedra of Kana Omer Wuhu. Ain Adam Maktish Dover Shaina Shaloi. That from this, Rav Gemara says that there is a problem of Ein Adam Maktish Dover Sheino Shaloi. From there, one sees that Avakeach Keli Amanasa Vakri is considered Koekeach. Tosis brings down B'Shem the Rashba to be Deiche the Raya from Rav Gemara by saying that Rav Gemara is not referring to a case of Avakeach Amanasa Vakri, but rather it was Avakeach Amanas Liknes Miad, and for that reason the Meicher cannot be Maktish since it is not considered Shaloi. But Avakeach Keli Amanasa Vakri, if we are to say that Avakeachir Amnasa Vakri is only considered a Shoyal, then the Meicher has the ability to Maktish since it is still considered Shaloi. That is one Nafkamina. If we are to understand that Avakeachir Amnasa Vakri is considered a Shoyal, or is Avakeachir Amnasa Vakri considered Koekeach? Now, as far as the Chivainzin of Avakeach and a Shoyal, there are a number of Nafkaminas as well. First of all, if one will have the Ptur Mesa Machmas Malacha. By regular Shoyal, there is a Ptur Mesa Machmas Malacha. And even though Shoyal is Chayvainzim, but still he is Potter, if it was Mesa Machmas Malacha, on the other hand, Olakeach is Chayiv, even if it was Mesa Machmas Malacha. And so too, there is a Nafkamina as far as a Ptur Bolavimai. A Shoyal has a Ptur Bolavimai. On the other hand, by Olakeach, one will not have the Ptur Bolavimai. And he will be Chayiv Ba'insin, even if it was Bolavimai. And so too we find in the Achrenim other Nafkaminas as well. Now getting back to the Shita of Rashi and other Rishonim will understand that Okeach Keli Amanasa Vakri is considered Kolekeach. One has to understand, if he is considered Kolekeach, how is he allowed to return what he was Okeach? So to explain Pshat in this, that Okeach has a right to Machzer what he was Okeach Amanasa Vakri, even though he is considered Okeach, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Achrenim. The first mahalach is this that we find in the Stipor Nedarim in Siman Chav Daled, that the Stipor explains that Avakeach Keli Amnasa Vakri is Avakeach Al Tanai. If he decides that he wants to buy this Chayfetz, then the Mekach is Chal. Vemafreya, on the other hand, if he decides he does not want the Chayfetz and the Mekach was not Chal, the entire Mekach is only a Mekach Al Tanai, and for that reason he is allowed to return what he was Avakeach Amnasa Vakri. That is one sad of the Stipor Nedarim. But as the Stipor proves in the Ran in Avodah Zarah and Daf Tesvavim and Aleph, that the Ran says if a goy was Okeach Behimas Yisrael Amanasa Vakri, then the Yisrael is not over on the Isser Shvisas Behemtzah, since the Behemah is not considered Behemah Shal Yisrael, but rather it is considered Behemah Shal Goy. Since the goy is considered Kolekeach, from there one sees that Okeach Amanasa Vakri is not considered Kolekeach Al Tanai. Had he only been considered Kolekeach Al Tanai, then one has a Safik Isser Shvisas Behemtai outside that the goy will decide not to be kind of the Behema. It will come out from afraid that the Behema was Behemtai Shal Yisrael, and therefore one has the Isser Shvisas Behemtai. And from this, Adran says that there is no Isser Shvisas Behema if the goy was Okeach Amanasa Vakir. From there, one sees that Okeach Amanasa Vakir is considered Kokeach Gomer and not Kokeach Altanai. But now again, one has to understand if so, how can Avakeach Amnasa Vakri be allowed to return what he was Avakeach? So to explain Pshat in this, that one sees from the Ran that he is not considered Avakeach Al Tanai, we find two tzadim in the Stipor. One side of the Stipor is this, that he is Avakeach with his chus chazara, and even though he is considered Avakeach Gomer, but still he has a chus to be chayzer from the Mekach, he is Meshayer for himself as chus chazara from the Mekach. But as long as he was not Chayzer, the Mekach is a Mekach Gomer, and for that reason there is no Isser Shvisas Behemtzai. That is one Mahalach of the Stipler. Another Mahalach that the Stipler says by saying that there is a Kinyan Gomer was man, and even if he decides to return the Mekach, but till the point of time of Chazara, the Mekach was his. It was just a Kinyan was man. And for that reason, the Ran explains the Pelekech Al Manasa Vakir, There is no Iser Shvisas Behemte, since the Behemah is not considered Behemte Shal Yisrael. Now, if one looks carefully at the Rashbam Mechir, one sees from the Rashbam and other Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that he is allowed to Machser the Chefetz. The Rashbam explains, in Neitom and Asavakri, we say the Benetila Konamiad. Then the Rashbam goes on to say that Alkeach Kelim and Asavakri is Chaye Bachriusa. Now, one has to understand, if we are to say that Alkeach Kelim and Asavakri is considered Alkeach Gomer, if so, what is pshat in this that the Rashbam says that Mestama Yimtzena Shleima Vyiskaven Uknesa? He was kind of the Chefetz with this, that he was Alkeach Al Manasavakri. The Kenyan is taking place now. And so too one has to understand, if he is considered Kolkeach Gomer, then his Chiyav Ainsin is not a Chiyav Achrayas, but rather this, that he is Chayav Ainsin, is because he is a Lekeach, and therefore he is Chayav to pay for what he bought. And so too one can ask, if we are to understand, that according to the Tzad, the Lekeach of Nasavakri is considered Lekeach, then he is considered Lekeach Gomer. If so, what is Pshat in this that the Rashbam found it necessary to explain? This Rav Kana says that the Moicher cannot be Makdish is only based on the drosh of Ish Ki Akdish Espesai. If we are to understand that Okeach HaNasavakri is considered Okeach Gomer, then it is not considered Shal HaMoicher whatsoever. And since it is not considered Shal HaMoicher whatsoever, for that reason, even if not for the drosh of Ish Ki Akdish Espesai, Okeach the Moicher cannot be Makdish since it is not considered Shaloi. So to explain Pshat and the Rashbam, we find in the Mefarshim, who explain that from the Rashbam one sees the following tremendous chiddush, that the kinyan that Alkeach HaMenasavakri has in the Chefetz is just this, that he is a kinyan, that he has the right to be kinyan of the Chefetz Lagamri, but right now the Chefetz does not belong to him Lagamri. He just has a kinyan in the Chefetz, that he has a right to be kinyan of the Chefetz Lagamri, and the Meicher does not have a right to be chayzer. And as far as such a kinyan al manasa knesa, since it still belongs to the meicher, this that the meicher cannot be makdish is only because it is considered einai bereshusai, since the lekeach has a kinyan al manasa knesa. And for that reason, the chiyav einsin of the lekeach is a chiyav achrayas. He is chayav achrayas for the chefetz. His chiyav is not a regular chiyav tashumen. Based on this, one can answer the seeming stira in the Ran that we mentioned before. In the Ran in Adarim, we find that the Ran explains that the Chiyav Ainsin is Mishum Shayel. On the other hand, in the Ran in Avodah Zarah, we find that the Ran in Avodah Zarah explains that Alkeach HaMenasavakri is considered Kolkeach. That is the Kasha. The Rekveger asks in Gilyon HaShas, in Adarim and Afam and Alafam and Aleph. Based on this Mahalach, one can say that even though Alkeach Kelim HaMenasavakri is considered Kolkeach, since he has a Kenyan, and for that reason, the Ran understands that the Behemah is no longer considered completely Behemte Shal Yisrael. And for that reason, there is no Iser Shvisas Behemah, just like we find in our Gemara, that the Meicher cannot be Makdish by Alkeach Keli Amanasavakri. But still, the Chiyav Ainsin is Midin Shoyel. Midin Alkeach, he will not be Chayav Ainsin. In order to be Chayav Ainsin, the Ran understands that one needs to be Alkeach Gomer. Such a Lekeach, who only has a Kinyan, Al Manasa Knesa, then the Chiyav Ainsin is only a regular Chiyav Ainsin of Shoyel. And for that reason, the Ran in Adarim explains that the Chiyav Ainsin is a Chiyav Mishum Shoyel. That is a Chira, how one can answer the seeming Stira in the Ran. In our Gemara, as we mentioned before, our Gemara says, Hu Gavra da Isi Kara from Nara, also Kui Alma Shako Kara Kara. Omer Luhu Arein Mektoshim Moshamayim, also Kamidu Avkana, Omer Luhu Weinada Makdish Dover Sheinai Shalai. Now, as he mentioned before, Tesis proves from this Gemara that Alkeach Keli Amanasavakri is considered Kolkeach. Since with this he is considered Kolkeach, for that reason it is considered Einai Shalai of the Meicher, and for that reason the Meicher cannot be Makdish. Tesis asks that if we are to consider Alkeach Keli Amanasavakri Kishayel, then why can't the Meicher be Makdish? In the Stipo, we find that the Stipo answers the Kasha of Tesis by saying as follows, that even according to the Rishonim, we understand that the Chiyav Ainsin is a Chiyav Ainsin Mishum Shoyel, but still one can say that he is a Lekeach Al Tnai. And even though the Rishonim say that the Chiyav Ainsin is Midin Shoyel, that is because of the Chefetz was Nenas, he always has a choice to decide that he does not want to be Lekeach the Chefetz. He no longer wants the Chefetz, and therefore Mafreya will come out that he was not a Lekeach.
And for that reason, he will not be chayv ba'insim midin lekeach. He was not a lekeach. And even though he had his chos to buy the chayfetz. But that itself is not enough of a reason to mechayev him ba'insim. And for that reason, the Rishonim have to explain that the chayv ba'insim is midin shayla, since it is kol hanah shalai. But if the lekeach decided to buy the chayfetz, then he is a lekeach mafreya. And for that reason, in our Gemara says, in the case of Ugaver the icy car from Naira, that also Koyama Shako Kaya Kaya, the reason why he cannot be Makdish, the curry which were Biyad HaLeichim, is because the Leichim decided to buy those curry, and therefore Mafreya, the curry belonged to the Leichim. And for that reason, the Meicher cannot be Makdish, since he's being Makdish a Dover Sheinu Shalai. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says as follows: Tanu Rabbanan Halakeach Yerek Min Ashoku Bira Veiniach Afilu Koyim Kuei Leikana Voinischai VeMeiser. In the Tosfot, we find that the Tosfot explains B'shitas HaRashbam that we are referring to a case of Leikeach Al Manas Levaker, and even though we are referring to a case of Leikeach Al Manas Levaker, but still he is allowed to return the Yerokas to the Amoritz without taking off Meiser. We'll hear this. The Lekeach Yerokas Almanas Havakan is allowed to return the Yerokas to the Amoritz without taking off Meiser. And we do not say that since he was Kanan, Achzir Niyafshir Ad Sheyaser, is either by saying that Lekeach Almanas Havakan is not considered a Lekeach, but rather he is only considered a Shoyal. Or one can say, as we find in the Stipor, that even if we are to say that he is considered Kolekech, but still he is only considered Kolekech al Tanai, and therefore if he decides not to be Lekech, he was not considered Lekech Meikara, and for that reason he is allowed to return the Yerokas to the Amoretz. If we are to understand that Lekech Kelim and Asavakron is considered a full-fledged Lekech, and this that he is allowed to Machser what he was Lekech and Asavakron is either because he has a Schus Chazorah, or because it will be considered Kolekeach Lizman, as a stipor is Medayik in Rashi of Metzia, then Ochir Lekeach HaManas Levaker will not be able to return the Yerokas to the Amoritz, since he was Kain of those Yerokas. Therefore one will have the Alach of the Seif Al-Achziron Yefshir, Kivan Shekonon. Now as far as how to explain this, how we learn to Lekeach Yerok Min Asho Kabir V'Niach Afil Koyim Kuei, Lekonav V'Nizchai V'Meiser. Gomar B'Libay L'Knois Lekonav V'Nizchai V'Meiser. We find the tremendous Machlekes HaRishonim. The Rashbam explains that we are referring to a case that a chaver was lekeach demai from an amoretz. That as long as he was not gomer b'libay l'knesay, he is allowed to return the Yerokas to the amoretz, who is the meicher. On the other hand, if he was gomer b'libay l'knesay, then the chaver is not allowed to return the Yerokas to the amoretz. On the other hand, in Rabbeinu Gershom we find that Rabbeinu Gershom argues on the Rashbam. And the Rabbeinu Gershom explains they were referring to a case that he bought Yerokas Shadayin Lo Nikvu Amaisris, and he bought Yerokas that were not yet considered Tevel. And therefore we say that as long as he was not Gomer B'Libay L'Knoison, then the Yerokas were not Neschaivu B'Maisris, since one does not have a Mekach which is Kaveil Amaisris. And for that reason he is Mutter L'Achziron. On the other hand, if he is Gomer B'Libay L'Knoison, with this, that he was Gomer B'Libay L'Knoison, one has the Chashivas of a Mekach, which is Kaveil HaMaisris. And therefore we will say, L'Achzira Yefshir. This, Rabbeinu Gershom explains, that we are referring to a case that he was Kainei Yerokas, that were not Yenischai B'Maiser. And the difference between Gomer B'Libay and Loi Gomer B'Libay is a Shaila, if one has a Mekach, which is Kaveil HaMaisris. So it we find in the Rambam, in Hochas Maiser, Perek Halach Aleph, that the Rambam says, Alkech Peres Tushan La Achlon, Nikvu La Maiser Midivreim Kamesha Bearnu, Hareshoi Nosan Domim, Vayubayu Miniach Afil Koyam Kuai, the Afal Bishagomer Bliba Likach Linus Chai Bemaiser, Mhoya Yorish Mai Mishagomer Bliba Maaser. So again, from the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam explains Pshat in this Braisa, that the Braisa is referring to Hilches Mekach, which are Kaveil Maisris. Now, everyone has to understand what was the hechrich of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom to explain Pshat in this braisa differently from the Rashbam. And so too, everyone has to explain Pshat, and this Rabbeinu Gershom explains. This that we say, that by Gomer B'Libay L'Knoison Konav Neschai B'Maiser Achzir Yefshir, this, that he's not allowed to machzer the Yerokas, is because he's being Ma'arev Tevel V'Chuan B'Hadi Hadodi V'Asurin Kulan. Let Rabbeinu Gershom explain that the reason why he is also Achziron is because he's being Machshel the Lekeach. So to explain Pshat in the Hechrich of the Rambam in Ibn Gershom, and to explain Pshat in this Ibn Gershom, found it necessary to explain that the reason why the Lakeach cannot be Machzer, Mashugomar Beliba Yilaknoisai, based on this, he's being Marav Teva V'chuan Ba'adadi, is because both the Rambam and Ibn Gershom understand that by Gomar Beliba Yilaknoisai, one does not have a Kenyan Gomar. As our Gemara asks, Mishum the Gomar Beliba Yilaknoisai Konim Neschai V'maiser, and our Gemara answers by saying, Omer v'hishia ha'cha b'yari shamayim askinan, k'goyin Rav Safra d'kiyim b'navshay v'doiber emes b'ovavai. And the Rambam and Ibn Gershom understand that even by yari shamayim, who is gomer b'libo y'knoisei, but still one does not have a kinyan gomer. And therefore this that we learned, gomer b'libo y'knoisei, konev neschayev emeiser. All the gomer b'libo of a yari shamayim accomplishes is this, that one has the chashivas of a mekach to be keveu emeiseris. One does not need a full-fledged mekach in order to be kaveh l'maisres, but rather all one needs is the chashivos of a mekach to be kaveh l'maisres. And therefore the gemiristas of a yori shamayim is enough to be considered the chashivos of a mekach to be kaveh l'maisres. And so too for that reason Ben Gershom goes on to explain that the entire Isalach Zirai is only because he's being ma'arev telva v'chuan ba'adad, since he was not kain of the Yerokas. For that reason, he's not being moiti mitachas yadei davar she'enei mesukin. He's just giving the irakas of the meicher back to the meicher. And for that reason, Ben Gershom has to go and explain that the reason why he is not allowed to machzirin is only because he's being ma'arev tevel v'chuan ba'adadi. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the hechrich of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Gershom. But now one has to understand pshat and the Rashbam. According to the mahalach of the Rashbam, we're referring to a case that the chaver was lokeach yirokas from an amoretz, and he was lokeach demai from the amoretz. If so, what is pshat in this that we say that by gomer b'libo yilaknoisei he is not allowed to machzer the demai to the amoretz? Where is the kinyan? So from the Rashbam Ocher one sees, as we find in the Mefarshim, that with the gemiristas of a yari shamayim one has a kinyan gomer. As is mashma the Rashbam medibra maschor of Safra, that the Rashbam says v'achinami gavi meiser kivin the yarishamayim u kivin shegomer b'libay zacha b'mekach b'chimachzirei kachoyzer meicher domi. And for that reason, he is not allowed to return the Yerokas to the Amoretz. This that the Rashbam understands, that the yarishamayim with his gmirastas, his kaino chay one can explain with one of two malchim. Either one can explain that by kinyonim all one needs is a gmirastas. Just generally speaking, we say that without a Maisa Kinyan there was no Gemira Stas. On the other hand, by Yari Shemayim, then we say that if he was Gemir Bedaite, his Gemira Stas is considered a complete Gemira Stas. And therefore, with his Gemira Stas, that itself is enough to be Kaina. Or one can say that by every Bayer Miniach, one has a Maisa Kinyan. Just we say, Adain oi Gomer Bedaite uknoisai. And even if he said that he was Gomer Bedaite, but still we say, since he did not say Mefurish, then there is something missing in his Gemir Stas, as we find in the Adramah. On the other hand, by Yari Shemayim, once he is Gomer Bedaite, then we have a complete Gemir Stas. And therefore, with the Gemir Stas of the Yari Shemayim, together with the Maisa Kinyan of Boyer Miniach, a Yari Shemayim will have a Kinyan Gomer, and for that reason, Lach Zira Yefsher. So again, one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this machlekes harishenim is by saying that the machlekes harishenim is dependent upon how to understand a yari shamayim. Is yari shamayim kainu with his gemir stas or not? The Rambam and Ibn Gershom understand that a yari shamayim with his gemir stas is not kainu, and for that reason the Rambam and Ibn Gershom have to explain. They are referring to hilchos mekach, which are necessary in order to be kaveh l'maisres. And therefore, the Gemir Stas of a Yari Shemayim is enough to have the Chashivas of a Mekach to be Kaveh L'maisres. On the other hand, the Rashbam understands that with the Gemir Stas of a Yari Shemayim, one has a Kinyan Gomer. And for that reason, the Chaver is not allowed to return the Yerokas to the Amoretz. Midin in Chaver Meiti mitachas yadei davar she'enei mesukin. It is considered as if the Yerokas are tachas yadei, since he was kain of the Yerokas. In other Mahalach, with which one can explain pshat and the hechrich of the Rambam in Ibn Gershom is by saying that the Rambam in Ibn Gershom are bothered by the following kasha. What is pshat in this that we learnt? Well, asri yafshu shikfar mavchisam bedomim. And for that reason, the halach is that he has to be ma'aser v'nois noid me ma'aser. Why can't he take off ma'aser and then give everything back to the Amoritz, and let him tell the Amoritz that he took off Meiser, since he was Cheshish, that the Amoritz didn't take off Meiser. And now Mimonavshach, if the Amoritz knows that he himself took off Meiser, he will be allowed to eat all the Irakas that the Chavar returned him, and therefore there is no Pchas. And if the Amoritz himself knows he did not take off Meiser, again there was no Pchas, since the Amoritz himself was Mechuyiv to take off Meiser. And for that reason, the Rambam and Rabbi Gershom explain that we are referring to Yerokash Adayin Oynikvu Meiser. And for that reason, he's being mafchise with this, that his Mekach was Kevel Meisris. But now one has to understand, according to the Rashbam, what is Pshat in this that we learn to La'asri Yafshu Shekvar Mafchise Bedamim. Where is the Mafchise Bedamim? Let him take off Meiser and give all the Yerokas together with the Meiser back the Amoritz and let him tell the Amoritz. Here are all the Irakas together with the Meiser, and therefore he is not being Mavchisei Bedamim. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashbam Mochir, one has to say the following tremendous Chiddush, as we find in the Sefer Nezir Reish, that if a Chaver buys the Mai from an Amoritz, and he is Mafrish, that Afroshes he is Mochuyev to be Mafrish from the Demai, then the Amoritz is Mochuyev to be Noyig with those Afroshes. Kedineim, even if he knows that he was mafresh trumas umaisis before the chaver bought the demai. In other words, the chiyav hafrosha that the chaver has is not a chiyav mitam safik, but rather he has a chiyav medrabanon mitam vadai. And for that reason, even klapei shemai galia, the hafrosha of the chaver will be considered a hafrosha, and the amoritz mukhiyav to be noig with those hafroshas kedineim. And therefore, he is being mafchisei bedamim. And since he's being mafchisei bedamim, for that reason we say la'asrei yafsher. And for that reason the halacha is ma'asrei v'nois noy demei ma'iser. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the hechrich of the Rambam, and Ibn Gershom explain pshat in this machlokes harishonim.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.